Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to WFHB for our Fun Drive live session today. This is Abby, and I am so excited to be in the studio with Max DeFrisco of the indie folk band Westhead. Max, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We are going to have the chance to chat with Max about all things Westhead, but before we do, I'd like to remind our listeners that it is Fun Drive time at WFHB, and we need your support to make these live sessions happen. Please call 812-323-1200 and make your donation if you haven't yet. Well, Max, we would love it if you could start us out with a song.
Absolutely. This one's called When I'm Awake.
God for a little more sleep. I don't get much of that these days, but there's all these lovely things. I only see when I'm
You've been listening to Westhead live during our fun drive here on WFHB. So your bio online says that you are a Bloomington, Chicago-based band. And then we talked a little bit before this, and I learned that you will be moving back to Chicago. So can you tell us a little bit about how you ended up in Bloomington and
yeah.
What's next?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Chicago, Chicagoland area, ended up being a part of the music scene over there as a teenager, with some of my bands that were active then, projects that were definitely not just like me as a like the person for it. Like they were full on bands. We were all in it together, and then lived in Asheville, North Carolina, for a little while, and then COVID hit, and moved back home, and I wanted to go finish my degree at the audio program at the Jacob School of Music, so I ended up here in Bloomington, and boy did I fall in love with the town, and immediately started gigging with the bandmates that I had found in town, and now I will be finish my degree next week, and going back to Chicago to do some audio work and some music work, and yeah, so I'll be there trying to make Westhead a thing over there, as well as being back and forth
right.
Bloomington as well. Yeah.
So I think it's so cool that you you're from Chicago, moved to Bloomington, and you really found a community and a love for the Bloomington music community. Can you tell us a little bit maybe about what sort of the different vibes are in Bloomington that make you feel welcome?
Yeah, I mean, there's something about, my mind goes to a show I had at Orbit Room a couple of months back in the winter. And it was just, I felt, you know, it's not the first couple of months I was in Bloomington or year I was in Bloomington, it was like college shows and house shows that, you know, the crowds maybe aren't as not the type of interactive that you want, especially as like an indie folk band where like people, you know, moshing along to
right.
the songs. It was fun, but it wasn't like what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And I think of this Orbit Room show because I like messed up a lyric at the start of a song and somebody in the crowd goes like, "It's your song." And I stopped and I was like, "Yeah, you're right." And like we 45 seconds before starting the song again, I just talked with a person in the crowd. And that's just been it was wonderful. It was to be able to just converse with people during a set. And that's like the story I tell when I try to illustrate what I love about playing music in Bloomington. Cause I feel like everybody's energy is just like people are very down to earth, honest, humble people that will have great conversation. It's just, I've felt very welcome every space I've been.
That's great.
Yeah.
Definitely there is a ton of love for music in this town. I know that you played a new series that WFHB has been partnering called Live at the Buskirk Chumley.
Mm-hmm.
I think back in February with some other local bands on your label, Humdrum Press.
Yep.
What was that like?
It was awesome. Humdrum started... it seemed like on a whim, but we had really been passionate about getting the label off the ground, and we ended up having a summer just making these records together and realized that we needed to do more and that we could continue doing more. But we hadn't also had much, like, public stuff yet. We had, like, crafted a big social media rollout, but didn't have too many, like, events. So to be able to play Buskirk and get the response that we got... was so wonderful.
Yeah.
We set the stage up like a living room, and had graphics on a bunch of CRT televisions, and it was really, really cool, and the reception was really, really wonderful. I had a great time. I was very emotional the whole night.
It looked like an incredible night. Like
it was great.
There were a lot of people on their feet at the Buskirk, and that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's very cool that WFHB's nurtured these partnerships with the Buskirk Chumley Theater and the Bishop and the Blockhouse so that we can do these live sessions and so that our listeners can stay connected with what's going on in the community, but from the comfort of their couch. So if you are listening right now and you enjoy discovering and supporting independent and local music, please call and make a donation in support of our live sessions here at WFHB. Give us a call, 812-323-1200, or you can go to WFHB.org. Well, Max, we would love it if you'd play another song.
Sure thing. This one's called Love This More.
To my right, and I love it. Oh, the way it keeps me in. There's a breeze from the vent, and I love it. What a way to brush my skin. My hand, and I saw some friends in a dream, and I love them. God, I don't know where they've been. Haven't talked in a while, but I love them. They don't owe me anything. When I am older, I will love this more. When I am older, I can love this more. I love this. I really hope I never stop. When I am older, I will love this more. When I am older, I can love you more.
You've been listening to West Head live from the WFHB Firehouse during our spring fun drive. If you are listening and you appreciate our in-studio sessions, please take a minute and call 812-323-1200 or jump online WFHB.org to make a donation. So let's talk a little bit about your newest album. And it got a good amount of spins here at WFHB. It's titled, and from that song that you just played, When I'm Older, I Will Love This More. And it came out December 15th via Humdrum Press. And is it your third album?
It's my third full length. Yeah, it's the fourth project with the third album. Yeah.
Very cool. And where did you record it?
Everybody involved with Humdrum Press, at least from the beginning, are all audio engineers. And there's a lot of extraneous gear lying at everybody's house, and Allie, artist named Al Bell, who's on the label, wonderful
great album.
So good.
Yeah.
Her roommates were leaving town a couple months early over the summer, so I was like tapping my fingers together, like, okay, let's gather everybody's stuff and take over the house. So we recorded all of the albums that are currently out on Humdrum at that house from June to September of last year, just at that house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. I think it's cool that you are all audio engineers, so you really geeked out over it.
Yeah.
And and you can tell. It's amazing.
Thanks.
Amazing albums.
Thanks.
Real quick, I want to mention you've got some really cool big shows coming up. One at the Hi-Fi.
Yep.
On just in a few days.
Yep.
And then you also are going to be playing Lincoln Hall in Chicago, which is a huge deal. What's the best thing about being in a band from the Midwest?
I think there's like a underdog spirit that's there. I think everybody's got like a extra gear that they can shift to.
Yeah.
When we all know it's time to prove ourselves. Like,
nice.
We can have, we're the nicest people in the Midwest, but we also can have a chip on our shoulder like nobody else. And I really love when we have an opportunity to, like, prove ourselves a bit. We're all very busy. The band is full of audio engineers, too, and we all do a lot of extra work and are really busy people. So, like, we don't we haven't been able to have like weekly practices or anything like that. So we know when it's time to get ready for a gig. We practice well, and then we show up, and then we play well. And I think that's like, I don't know, that's it feels Midwestern.
Yeah, to me, I think I think it definitely is. Well, I think we have time for one more song.
Cool. This is called Background Darling.
Funny how some old lovely reputations change. I could have easily reminded you of all the things you would always say, and I only live to make you laugh, to find the things that make you crack. Summer would come and die again. I always hoped you'd stay my friend. Darling, I could help all the things that ail your mind. It's getting hard to track what I can do to be of use on all the harder nights. Get through all the things that make you rise and fall. And those I've loved and missed and lost would love for me to just back off. Let me be all you need. Yes, I'll give you back when we were young. And you may come and go again, but I'll be here to stay your friend. See, my brain wasn't formed back then. It's still not now, but let's pretend. Let me be your. Yes, I'll give you anything. Let me be all you need. Oh. Oh.
You've been listening to Westhead here on WFHB. Well, Max, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to see what Westhead does next.
Thank you.
Me too. We'll keep track of you in Chicago. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
This is your host, music director, and Firehouse Session producer, Abby Neruzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our general manager, Jar Turner, engineers Mike Krastel, Christy Crandall, Isaac Wilson, and Deke Hager. And to you for tuning in to WFHB. We really, really, really can't do this without you. So please keep donating. And thank you, Mr. C. Taking it back over to you in the air room.